The boxes and the envelopes show up at your doorstep, packaged and shipped by Amazon. All you have to do is click and pay. But behind the scenes, there are thousands of people who make your order and delivery possible. And it's a world most of us never get to see. But on Friday, Amazon showed off one of its newest fulfillment centers, a large building near Detroit Metro Airport that can process tens of thousands of orders at a time. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer was there.
I'm in Romulus, standing inside a massive Amazon fulfillment center. It is full of hundreds of robots, little orange things that roll around on the floor and carry yellow bins around. And Sean Westland is the general manager here, and he is leading the tour.
This facility is 855,000 square feet. You can fit 14 football fields in this facility.
And if you stack all the steel in this facility on end, it's higher than two Eiffel Towers. We have over 10 miles of conveyor.
This tour is not just a private tour for me. It's a whole big media event with lots of dignitaries. Senator Debbie Stabenow is here, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, and Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, all here, all asking questions of how this place operates.
So how many folks do you have working at one time on the floor?
We have 300 or 400 associates at a time. 1,500 associates is where we're at right now with our headcount.
Amazon says it employs a total of 2,500 people in Michigan at various fulfillment centers, distribution centers. And those people who work for Amazon, make $15 an hour, and they get paid time off.
It takes a lot of great associates to make this operation run. They're the heartbeat of what we do in this operation. And we absolutely, when I talk to them, I always talk about the associates and how they make this place home and make customer orders fulfilled every single day.
And we hear a lot about working conditions for the people who work here. How about the robots? What kind of working conditions are there for the robots? They get breaks? They get vacation time too?
Do the robots get breaks? No, we don't give robots breaks. Well, they get a downtime. I take that back. There's a downtime between shifts. They might get about an hour.
No $15 an hour?
No.
Nope. No vacation time for robots?
No.
All told across the state, Amazon says it has 16 facilities, and the dignitaries here, the politicians, all say they hope that this center can grow and that the jobs can grow as well. In Romulus, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.